This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. Y'all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us. And, class, you heard in the news that there's this threat. And it's been around for about 2 days. And the threat is that senior U.S. officials warning that there's this very serious potential for a Russian nuclear capability in space. Well, you all know that they could have been doing this for years. Now, the problem is, and it's physics, if anyone puts up a nuclear device in space to orbit the planet, it's going to come down. It will come down. The question is when and where, but it's coming down. So it makes no sense to do that. However, I believe, and I can't prove this, but I believe that we already have nuclear devices in space. And that would be almost a certainty that we have nuclear-powered satellites running with small nuclear reactors. Because you just can't pull up to a Phillips 66 station and refuel satellites. Okay? So I believe that they're already out there in small amounts of nuclear power. But I can't prove it. The problem is our government lies to us so much, we don't know what's the truth and what's not. We don't know if this is a wag the dog. We don't know if this is a Taylor Swift conspiracy situation where her job is to get Joe Biden reelected at any cost? We don't know. We don't know. So the bottom line is her music that valuable? Is her opinion that valuable? Is where she goes and where she flies that important? Other than the fact that she's burning holes in the atmosphere needlessly to go see her boyfriend from continent to continent? You know, like it's hopping on the subway? But I think that we should all be concerned about the threat of World War III. Do I have any information that you don't have? No, I don't. However, just the smallest disruption could really make it very difficult to survive. And I'm talking about the supply chain. Our electric bill is going to go up about 10% next month or the month after. We've been notified of that. Fuel's gone up 11% 2 days ago. I'm talking about farm diesel. Everything is going up in price. And you have to be prepared to survive all this, which means you have to ferret out new sources to buy things at lower costs. I have a five-minute university tip I wanted to share with you. This is kind of an interesting thing. So, customer's battery went dead. It got cold. Maybe he left the door open in his vehicle, and maybe that's what caused the battery to go dead. But an otherwise fine battery just stopped working and went all the way dead to zero. So the idea is we put a new battery in it because maybe we could have brought it back half. But for us, that would be okay. But to have a customer, you know, be able to start the vehicle all the time is more important than it is to us, because we know what to do if the vehicle doesn't start. But here's the problem. It's in a Mercedes. How about a 20-year-old Mercedes? When the battery goes dead, The computer system that handles the braking, the brake assist, and the ABS braking system get confused. And they need to be recalibrated. So how do you do that? Well, it's really not obvious. But you put the new battery in, then you start the engine. Then you turn the steering wheel all the way to the left. So it stops. Now you only do that for a second. You go all the way to the left, and then you hear that high pressure release. You'll hear that. Don't hold it there, because that's really hard on the power steering pump and the hoses and the hydraulic cylinders that are involved in steering, rack and pinion. So you turn all the way to the left, bring it to the center, turn it all the way to the right, bring it back to the center. Then you have recalibrated the steering system, because it wants to know what straight ahead is. And it can't know unless you do that. But where is that in the manual, that when you replace the battery, you do that? That's a five-minute university lesson. So it happens with certain models of Mercedes, but I have a feeling it's not just Mercedes. I have a feeling it's with a bunch of vehicles. So when your battery goes dead, your car is really going to, when you charge it again, it's unless that battery is perfect or darn close to it, your car is not going to act right. That battery controls shifting. It controls the security system. It controls climate. And if you don't have, you know, the full voltage and current coming out of that battery, your computerized car, which may have as many as 100 or more computers, is going to get confused. I just want to share that with you. It's a big problem today. It used to be that if you had a dead battery, no problem. You just, you know, get four guys and you push the vehicle and you get it going 3 or 4 miles an hour, put it in top gear, pop the clutch, with the ignition switch on, and you're good to go. But that was the 1960s and before. Now that's no longer the case. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, I agree completely, Vince. You got to put the, what happens is, folks, that the battery keeps the brain of the car alive. And that brain has all of the calibrations in it that you had in there to for how you drove and what was, like Vince was saying, what's all the way left and what's all the way right and all of those kind of things. It has that stored. So when the battery goes dead, the brain practically dies. I mean, it has no power to keep itself going. So then when you put more power back to the same hardwired circuit brain, then it's got to recalibrate. It's got to learn all this stuff all over again. Yep.
And it's even in the heating system, the climate control in the Chevrolet, you know, where you have the lever that's blue for cold and a slide lever and red for warm, and you slide the left one and the right one up or down to pick, you know, relative temperature that you'd like to come out, the air to come out of the ductwork. Well, and also the doors, the blending doors that that direct the air either to the defrost vents or the dash vents or the floor vents. The problem is that unless the battery is working right, the computer that controls that gets confused, and you have to recalibrate that too sometimes, believe it or not.
Yep.
Which really means, you know, you take the fuse out. It's another five-minute university lesson. You take the fuse out of the heating and cooling system, and you set your controls to mid-position, like halfway between warm and cold for the left and right side. You turn the fan on to medium speed. Then you put the fuse back in. Then, after a few seconds, you go to maximum cold, blue, and maximum hot, red, and then low, medium, high fan speeds, and then you select among the defrost, the dashboard vents, and the floor vents, and it tells the system where all those locations are, and then you recalibrate it. But who would have ever thought you'd have to tell the heating system where hot and cold is and where the middle is? But you do. That's another very short lesson. Kyle, back to you.
Sure, right. So I've got some other thoughts here for folks. This is This is survival thoughts for, like Vince was talking about, disruption of the supply chain. So the other day, I'll back up just a second. Sorry about that. So one of the things you should have is a shortwave ham radio license. And there is three levels of this. There is technician, which is 2 meter, which is within around 20 miles-ish, if you've got a good antenna. And if you do become a ham radio operator, you should get a good antenna, one that's 30, 40 feet up in the air, so you can reach out at least to 20 miles. The next level is called general, and that will put you on high frequency, which in certain times you can reach South America, Europe, you can go all over the United States, and there's a whole other level of that. That's what I am actually studying for now, because I want to be able to talk to someone that is nowhere near where I am and find out what's happening there. Because if you can find out what's happening there, there's a good chance it's coming your way. So that's something that's one of the things you might want to bear in mind to try to start studying for, get your license, get the radios, because the radios for HF, which is high frequency, are not cheap. I mean, you can find good, decent, used ones for $1,200 or so. One that, and you might stumble onto something that's less money, but they're not cheap. The antennas you can build yourself, and there's all kinds of books on how to do that. But the high-frequency radios reaching long distance are not cheap. But that's something you might want to know, because personally I want to know what's going to happen, what is happening 400, 500, 600, 1,200 miles away from me as soon as I can possibly know. One of the guys that happens to be a ham radio operator and also deals with a lot of the police things in this of Northwest Montana, put out on the ham radio network the other day that there was 2 busloads of illegals shipped into our area and dropped off. And I haven't confirmed this yet, but I got to thinking about it. What happens when they put a bunch of people like that in a small community that's already having trouble feeding and caring for the homeless and the poor population of this area already? And they've already dumped more and more and more of them everywhere. No wonder their cities are crying that, you know, we can't handle these people. Why? Because your society has developed a particular level of care for the particular level of people that you've got. So if they can dump... There's the music again. I'll pick up on the other side.
Yeah, Kyle, we are being invaded. There's no question about it. And the gal who's supposed to be fixing this, she wants to be president. Kamala Harris.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we have an instructor, a senior instructor. His name is Gordon West. Gordon West, and he's written several books on how the process works to become a ham radio operator. So all the classes, the three classifications of licenses, he's got great books. And there are study groups that get together, and they spend Saturdays together studying for the exam and talking about the theory of radio, propagation, frequencies, etc., and Ohm's Law. What I did was I got a copy of his book, and I sat down with a yellow highlighter, and I read cover to cover the book, and I sat for the examination and took the examination and passed it. So I did it in one day. Is it possible to do it in one day? Yeah, it is. Now, there's some thoughts that I have about the license. You don't need a license to operate a ham radio in an emergency. It's not required. If there's an emergency, you can pick up the microphone and start communicating. However, under normal circumstances, you really need to know the theory. You need to know how ham radio works. You need to know the frequencies. You need to know about propagation. You need to know how to make an antenna. You need to know a lot. And just picking up the microphone and using it as a walkie-talkie is not going to teach you that. So I am an advocate of going through the extra effort to study the materials to prepare for the test, to take the test, and become licensed. I absolutely am. And Gordon West is probably one of the finest, if not the finest, instructor in the world on ham radio. And he's a true gentleman. So you can look that up, and you go to eBay if you'd like. It's Gordon West, W-E-S-T. And you can find him, and you can buy the materials used if you want. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. So this, the reason that I decided, Vince, to go ahead and get my license, and I'm planning on getting my general license as well, I agree with you. I don't really like the idea of anything the government has to license. I don't really like that. But the reason that I'm going to do it is because I want to develop a relationship with guys that are high frequency, that are in other areas. I want to develop a relationship with them like I have a relationship with some of the guys that are in this area that are on the just 2 meter band. And I want them to get to know my voice. I want me to get to know their voice. And in case something goes down, I don't want to be, well, you know what it's like with anything, you know, you're not going to want to trust a stranger. And so, especially in times of, you know, emergency or crisis of any kind, if you don't know someone's voice, you're going to be less likely to listen to them. And if you can't trust what they tell you, or you are apprehensive about trusting what they tell you, then that's going to cause, you know, some angst on your part and might cause indecision that could cost you dearly. You know, if you hear from somebody saying, you know, there's a mob of 25 people working their way your direction, and somebody tells you that, and all of a sudden you don't know who this guy is, you know, you don't know if you're going to trust that or not, and you're out there for no reason. But in any case, that's why I'm doing it. I do understand your thought, though. I don't like having to be licensed by anything with the federal government. But just to give people another... Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's another avenue of communications. And, you know, there, the 20-mile radius that you're talking about, there, you can get on repeaters. There are clubs that have repeaters, and you can use their repeaters. And, you know, they'd like you to be a member of the club and pay for the maintenance. And, you know, it costs money to have that electric meter run, the repeater that's, you know, on the antenna that's in the middle of nowhere. But I prefer to be on high frequency, period, because there is no repeater, and you can go farther. It's just you and the other people at the other end. There's no intermediary or intermediate repeater in the way. It's just you and them, and I like that a lot better. And, class, if you want to know what my rig looks like, you can go to eBay, and you can type in Kenwood, you know, the manufacturer, TS-440.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
USA News Update. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and more than a dozen others wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
We hop over. I hit my face.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, the Chiefs offered condolences, did confirm all their players, coaches, staff, and families were safe. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina is stepping down from his leadership role on Capitol Hill. The 83-year-old Clyburn served both as the House House Majority Whip and the Assistant Democratic Leader in the House in the past. He tells WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, he now plans to get more involved in President Biden's re-election campaign. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government now. The nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Watch it. Watch it. Watch it. It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Your... Take my new gummy seed. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Kyle's with us in Montana, and he's a wealth of knowledge. And so I wanted to ask him a question, an electricity-type question. Kyle's a journeyman electrician, lots of experience in commercial wiring. And here's something that you may encounter in your life. So here at our farmhouse, and I'm using this as an example so that we can use this as a teaching example. So in our house we have a circuit, and there's one receptacle on the circuit. So it's a 20-amp circuit. Yellow Romex goes from the panel circuit breaker right to this receptacle. That's it, period. There's nothing else attached to it. And we'll say it's in the basement. Okay. Now, I'd like to put some lighting in overhead. And I'd like to use some can lighting. and the can lights get nailed between the studs, and the lighting itself will be with an LED retrofit, let's say 13 watts. And let's say in this particular area I'd like to put six of them. So 6 times 13 watts. Still less than 100 watts, right? 20 amp wire is able to carry 2,400 watts maximum load, but you don't want to go more than 80% of that. But that's still very, very small load. And this receptacle is hardly ever used. So now the question is, can I tap in to this yellow Romex, which is 20 amps, on a receptacle that I hardly ever use, if ever, and continue on using 15 amp wire, which would be white Romex, for the ceiling fixtures? Now, obviously, it's not the right thing to do, but let's get Kyle's opinion. Kyle, what do you think about doing that?
Well, sure, here's the kicker. Your breaker is going to be a 20 amp breaker, more than likely, because you've got 20 amp wire. The only way that that would be acceptable would be if you come out of that reset, you changed your breaker out to a 15 amp breaker, because your breaker is sized to the smallest wire that's going to be in the circuit. And if you go to number 14 wire out of that receptacle into a switch, and then go with those out of that switch to your 6 can lights, then the breaker that's on that should be able to protect the number 14 wire that's in your switches. So if you change out the breaker, if it's got a 20-amp breaker, you can't do it. You have to run 20-amp wire all the way.
I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. And I thought this would be a good lesson for our class, because I'm sure that some of you are going to encounter this, where you have a breaker that is 20 amps, which is everything's fine, until you extend that circuit with 15-amp wire. And 15-amp wire is 14-gauge wire. 20-amp wire is 12-gauge wire. So 12 is the yellow-jacketed Romex under current standards, and the white-jacketed Romex is 14-gauge under most circumstances. And so it's change the breaker. Bring the breaker down to the 15-amp level, which is what the smallest wire is. So that is absolutely positively the right way to do it. But the reason I wanted to ask this question, Kyle, is because we have, many of us in our homes have 20-amp circuits. Okay? But we still plug into them table lamps, which have 18-gauge wire, real thin wire, which is way thinner than the Romex that's in the wall that goes to the receptacle that we just plugged our lamp into. So I wanted to show that that's exactly what does happen. So the current carrying capacity of the lamp cord is way too small to carry the full load of the circuit that's protected by the 20-amp circuit breaker. So I just wanted to share that with you. So think about that. And what's in the wall, the wiring that's in the wall, needs to be protected by the circuit breaker so you don't overload the wire. That's one thing. Next thing I wanted to share with you is we have these can lights, and they're wearing out really fast. They're supposed to last 7 years plus. Nah, not a chance. They quit after about a year and a half because they overheat. So what we've done is we've pulled the recessed can light LED retrofit lights down from the ceiling between an eighth and a quarter of an inch, so they don't go all the way up to the ceiling anymore. So air can circulate around the bezel and cool off the actual LED because it runs at about 185 degrees. I know that because I tested it with a non-contact thermometer. So The next thing is, how do you keep it spaced from the ceiling and have it look nice? Well, we're using little pieces of felt bumpers that you might put under something that might be on a desk. So when you slide the desk, the felt bumpers, you know, don't scratch the, you know, the fine wood that you might have on your desk. And they're about the right thickness. And they're self-adhesive. So three of those around between the ceiling and the top of the bezel for the LED retrofit light is about perfect to allow some air to circulate to let the lights run cooler. And I have a feeling they'll last twice as long. I can't prove it yet because I haven't been running it long enough, but they run a little cooler. Any comments, Kyle?
Well, yeah, keeping stuff cool is the whole, you know, with your engine or anything else, all of that stuff, keeping it cool is a good idea. I had one other thing here, Vince, pretty much. So I'm a big fan of these solar powered generators for people, that are like on insulin or something. They've got to keep cold. Though if you can't afford a large, complete solar system, these, and they advertise on GCN there, you should own a couple of these, in my opinion, okay? But personally, I'm not financially able to afford them. They're reasonably priced. And there's a lot of people out there with just a modicum more money than me that if I had the money, I'd own a couple of them. But so I was thinking to myself, I have a solar system, but what if I wanted to be able to run something that was where I didn't have it necessarily hooked up to a solar system, but I was out remote and I needed to run something to, you know, power a drill motor or run a small refrigerator or something along that line. Well, I've been looking at a pawn shop again. I hit a bunch of them. And this is a different pawn shop from all three of these, but I have a relationship with them. Excuse me. Anyway, they had a 2000 watt inverter. 12 volt to 120 volt converter sitting there. And the one good thing about these phones that I carry around is that I can check the internet and see what these things cost new and used and all of that. And new, which this thing looked like brand spanking new, it was $200 for this. And I already have a couple of RV batteries that are pretty good size, that are 12 volt each, that I would hook up in parallel. That means positive to positive and negative to negative on the two batteries. I would hook them up that way and then tie this 2000 watt inverter onto these batteries, and I could easily have a small refrigerator run for a long time. And I'm going to find about 100 to a 200 watt solar panel that I can throw in there, that's 12-volt solar panel that I'm going to put in with my carry stuff to be able to take that 100 to 200 watt. Let's just say for math's sake, it's 120 watt 12-volt solar panel. That means in peak conditions with the sun actually shining on it, 120 watts, 12 volts, it's going to produce 10 amps at 12 volts. Now, that's something that would be quite helpful to have in an emergency. If something were to happen and you didn't have you weren't at your house, you were someplace where you did need power, 2,000 watts will do quite a bit. Will it run a real heavy-duty, powerful, heavy-duty something? No. You know, you're, but, you know, anything that's like 10 amps, like most of your saws and drill motors and things like that are run around 10 amps, and 10 amps times 120 volts is 1,200 watts. So I've been looking for this, and they had $79.95 on it, which was the normal, you know, that'd be price about what they were running used online for this particular brand, because it was a good one. But I just made them an offer of $50, and I took it. They said they'd take it, and I did. And so that's another little project of something that's trying to just make sure that I have a backup to my backup, some way to be able to do something remotely to power 120 volts out somewhere that you might need. But anyway, your comments, Vince?
Oh, I totally agree with you, and we have several of those here at our farm. So the brand I bought well over a decade ago was Stat Power, S-T-A-T-P-O-W-E-R. Those are the Xantrex people. Top of the line, 2,500 watts. And what I have it hooked up to is a set of jumper cables. And I took the ends off. I left one red and one black cable clamp on, battery clamp, on the end of the jumper cables. And the other end I affixed to this 2,500-watt inverter. And we put it in the Jeep. So if I need to bring electricity somewhere on the farm, I just take those jumper cables, hook them up, raise the hood on the Jeep, hook it up to the Jeep battery. I've got 12 volts right there. And I can start the engine, and I can run a reciprocating saw, like a Sawzall. I can run a circular saw. You know, if I have a corded piece of equipment, if I want to run a small compressor, like a half a horsepower compressor, I can do that. And it works great. So it makes no noise. So the neat thing about this, Gwyneth has one, that she lives on this. This is her power system. And you can have solar panels charging a battery, you know, lead acid battery, or some other type of battery. And you can use an inverter, and it's quiet, and it runs great, and it's a great way to go. It truly is. Now, for us, it's portable because we have a solar system that's built in to our farmhouse. But this is a portable system. It was inexpensive. It works great. And if you have to charge the battery, if you don't have solar panels, you just start your truck or your car and charge the battery with the alternator.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Think about Generac generators, and I got to tell you, the whole house generator is a great idea, except when it comes to working on them, they've made it very, very difficult in some of their older styles to replace things like starters and other things that go bad. Now, what they've done is they've taken a generator and an engine, and they put it in a box, and they put a battery in there, and they put a muffler in there, and they tried to make this whole thing sound quieter than a generator that you might buy and start with a pull rope in your garage, you know, and then roll it outside so it, you know, it won't asphyxiate you. But the idea is, you know, you have the generator, the whole house generator at the ready, power fails, automatic start, ready to go. But the problem is they are really, really difficult to replace the parts. And it's not necessary. I think what they've done is they've taken so many shortcuts, now this is my opinion, that the people who install them, when they break and it's a simple part to replace, it's so hard to get that part off and then get the new part back on because of the location of where these parts are placed during the engineering and manufacturing of these whole house generators, that the people who come to diagnose them and say, yeah, you need to realize, so you're better off, we'll just put a whole new one in for $6,000-$8,000. That's what's happening, because they're very, very difficult to work on. Kyle, have you heard of this kind of thing? I've worked on General Electric, I've worked on Generac, and I got to tell you, it seems like to me that the engineers and the accountants that work at Generac are not really friendly with the mechanics. They say,
well, that's the way it is with automobiles and everything else, Vince. I wanted one other thing. When you mentioned your jumper cables off of that little power source inverter, that's a really great idea, and it brought up. So I have, I carry with me. That was the other side of what I was going to say. If you don't have a vehicle, of course, you're going to have something to be able to carry a couple of batteries. They're fairly heavy. But if you're in your vehicle, you should be able to hook up your inverter system with it, which brought me to my last point. If you're going to buy jumper cables, folks, don't waste your money on these little thin, cheap jumper cables. Get something that's approximately 4-gauge jumper cables with all weather coating on it. If you can find, I bought a pair years ago and I still got them at a garage sale that were made, an old timer had built them, and they were 15 feet long and made out of welding cable. And he had put a set of really good heavy-duty clamps on there, and he had died, and his kids just saw them as an old set of jumper cables. And I give him $10 for it. You know, the copper alone is worth three times that, you know. But in any case, just keep your eyes peeled for nice. If you can build your own out of good heavy-duty, not super big, but, you know, quarter-inch in diameter welding cables. If you can do that with a good clamp on there, both sides, make sure they're well marked, red to red on each end and black to black, do that. But you want long ones. I'd say at least 12 to 15 feet is a minimum, in my opinion.
Agreed. Your thoughts? Agreed. Yeah. And also, when you buy jumper cables, what I'd like to do is I like to look at the clamps, the cable clamps. And what I've noticed is that the cheap ones, well, they'll strip the insulation. They do this in China. They strip the insulation, then they fold back the wire back over the insulation, and then clamp down the wire in the insulation under the cable clamp at the business end of the jumper cables. And it fails all the time. What you really want is a great copper to whatever the metal is. It's typically steel that's plated with copper, the cable clamps. You want a good tight crimp and one that is not going to fail. That's one thing. Another thing is that the new jumper cables are made with aluminum wire, stranded aluminum wire, plated with copper. So it looks like copper wire, but it's aluminum and it's lighter weight. It will fail faster and it doesn't carry as much current as the copper. So even if it's the same thickness or the same gauge wire, aluminum does not carry as much current as copper does. So,
yep. One last thing. Yep. The more strands in your jumper cables, the better quality they usually are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And I've got some from the 1970s, and they still work great. We're talking over 50 years old. And they were, you know, Sears or Craftsman, and still excellent. But that means keep them out of the weather. Don't leave them outside. Kyle, thank you so much for sharing your time with us. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Kyle's on every other Thursday right here at USA Repair, sharing his wealth of knowledge. Thank you, class, for being with us. Thank you, Kyle. Same time, same stations tomorrow. It's going to be Greg and Bert.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Thank you.